All right, this is lesson two in our discussion on the parable of the sower. We began by talking about why Jesus taught using parables. So today we want to now continue from there. We are in Matthew chapter 13. We are discussing the parable of the sower, and today our title is Revelation Knowledge, the Key to Kingdom Success and Abundance. Revelation knowledge is the key to kingdom success and abundance. And we are going to look at some simple verses in Matthew chapter 13, verses that we have looked at before many times. I'm sure you've had these verses taught. And we are going to just look at them again and pay a bit more attention to them than we have done before. So let's jump right in Matthew 13. Get your Bible out and your notebook and let us start. Matthew 13 verse 11. Last week we ended at verse 10, so we are going to begin from this verse 11. Matthew 13 verse 11. Jesus answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them it is not given. We first of all, remember the way we began was Jesus came and narrated the parable of the sower. And after he had narrated the parable of the sower, his disciples came to him and asked him, Lord, why do you teach the people in parables? So the first thing he dealt with was answering why he taught in parables. But Jesus did not immediately start explaining the parable of the sower. He did not immediately start illustrating what he was saying. He began by, first of all, explaining why he was teaching the way he was teaching. So that is still the realm in which we are operating. Jesus is still giving us explanations for why he was teaching using parables. And then, but after Jesus had finished explaining to them why he was teaching using parables, he went on and explained something else before he started talking about the parable itself. He went on and started explaining to them why revelation knowledge was so vital to their success in the kingdom of God. In fact, if you understand this, you will realize that it flows neatly from why he's explaining in parables. Remember, Jesus told us the reason he was explaining in parables was because the people were deaf, because they were blind, because they could not hear, because they could not see, because their hearts were hardened. And he wanted for them to repent so that they can receive the truth, so that they can be changed, so that their hearts can be transformed and he can heal them. You see that? So that flows into this second point, which is that revelation knowledge is so critical to flowing into kingdom abundance. So Jesus was teaching in a way that these people could, he was placing them in that place where they could receive revelation knowledge easily. Even if they were not born again, even if they had not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Jesus was placing them in the best place possible for them to receive revelation knowledge. But now, for us who have the Holy Spirit, for us who have been washed by the blood, for us who are believers in Jesus, we have the capacity, we have the ability to receive revelation knowledge. And you're going to realize why revelation knowledge is so critical. But let's again look at this verse 13. This word mysteries, he answered and said unto them, because it has given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. This word mysteries is an interesting word. It's the word mysterion. And of course the word mysterion is where we get the word mysteries from. But what does it mean? Mystery simply means something which is hidden, a secret, a mystery, a hidden or secret thing. Something that is not obvious to the understanding. You see, this is the point I was making the other time, that the things that Jesus was saying, if he had spoken them in normally at his level, they wouldn't have been obvious for these people to understand. They would have been hidden, you see. They would have been secret. He had to decode them by speaking them in parables in a way that they could understand, in a way that was obvious to those people. A mystery is also a hidden purpose or counsel. It is a secret will, Thayer defines it in his lexicon. He says, the secret counsels which govern God in dealing with the righteous, which are hidden from ungodly and wicked men, but plain to the godly. Essentially, all of God's mysteries, all of God's wisdom and knowledge has been encoded in a mystery. Now, let me explain this another way. Everything that God knows, all of the knowledge of God, all of the wisdom of God, all of the understanding of God, everything that God knows, all of the knowledge about how he created his kingdom, how his kingdom works, etc., etc., all of that, God has hidden it in spiritual code. In other words, God has hidden his wisdom and knowledge from the natural man and from natural understanding. It cannot be known or understood naturally. I don't know if you get that point. That point is so critical. Let me say it again, that God has hidden all of his knowledge, everything he knows about the kingdom, about himself, about us. He has hidden all of it in spiritual code. He has encoded it. He has hidden it from the natural man. Now, that spiritual code is what the Bible calls mystery. You see, what is a code? A code is, you know, this thing, this way that some people choose to hide information from everybody, so that only those who understand the code can understand the information that is being communicated. So God has put his information, his knowledge, his understanding in code, so that only those who understand that code can understand his knowledge. Do you get that? Now, God's code is spiritual. The way that God has encoded his information and his knowledge is by making it spiritual. And everything, every spiritual knowledge is mysterious. It is hidden. It is secret to the natural man. So, I don't know if this is really, really straightforward. That God has taken all his information, he has taken all his knowledge, he has taken all his understanding, and he has encased it in a spiritual format. He has put it in a spiritual format. Now, as long as you're a natural person, as long as you're a natural man, it doesn't matter whether you're a sinner or not, as long as you're a natural man, you cannot understand God's knowledge, God's information, God's wisdom. Why? Because you are natural and his wisdom is spiritual. It's not about whether you are clever or not. It's not about whether you are smart or not. It's not about whether you can do a lot of research or not. It's about nature, you see. It's not about your smartness. It's not about mental ability or your mental prowess. God has put it in a spiritual format. The only way that you can access it is to get over into the spiritual. And that is called being born again and receiving the Holy Spirit. Until you do that, you are a natural man. And if you're a natural man, it is impossible for you to understand spiritual truth. It is hidden. It is a mystery. It is encoded to you. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we looked at this the other time. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, look at verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that comes to nothing. He says, there is a wisdom, there is an understanding, there is a knowledge which is of this world. And he says, we are not speaking that one. There is another wisdom, another understanding, another knowledge, which is of God. And he says, that's the one we are speaking. This wisdom, this understanding, this knowledge of God is heavenly. It is spiritual. It proceeds from the mind of God. It proceeds from the mouth of God. It is the secret knowledge of how the kingdom of God works. And this wisdom can only be known and understood by revelation of the Holy Spirit. It is impossible for the natural man to understand it. As you're going to see, look at verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom. You see, you need to underline that word, hidden wisdom. What is a mystery? Remember our definition for a mystery? Hidden information, hidden knowledge, hidden wisdom. See, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. You see, he says that the wisdom of God that we speak, it is in a mystery. In other words, it is encoded that we speak the wisdom of God in code. We speak the wisdom of God in mystery. So the natural man cannot understand what we are saying. God has encoded his wisdom in a mystery. He has hidden it. Every time I use the word encode, think of hiding. God has hidden his wisdom from the natural carnal world. These are secrets about how the kingdom of God operates. There is a secret wisdom and knowledge that can give us great success in life if we discover it. This knowledge includes how God created the world. It includes all of the resources he put in the world. It includes how to work the kingdom of God to our advantage, how to operate faith, how to operate the angelic, how to operate all of these things. The wisdom that God had in the beginning by which he created the world. In Proverbs chapter 8, we are told that God by his wisdom created the world, you know, and everything in it. So this is the same wisdom that God has about how he created this world and how to work this system. And God knows all of this stuff, but he has encoded it in a mystery. It is spiritual wisdom. It is spiritual in nature. A man who is carnal, a man who is natural, a man who has not been born again, cannot access it. And neither can Satan, neither can demons, neither can any powers of darkness. It says, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. But notice the second part of that verse, it says that God ordained it before the world unto our glory. You see that? This means that God, now pay attention here. Because if it says that it is a mystery, and it says that it is hidden wisdom, and then it says that God ordained it for our glory, what does that mean? That means this, very simply. It means that a mystery is, these mysteries, they are hidden wisdom and hidden knowledge and hidden understanding, which God has hidden from the natural man and has hidden from evil for us. Do you see that? He has hidden it from them. He has hidden it for us. So this mystery is to our advantage. God has hidden it for us. He has hidden it so that for us we can find it, but he has hidden it so that for them they cannot find it. It is hidden from them, but it is hidden for us. So he says that it is ordained unto our glory. You see that God has encoded it for us. This secret knowledge and wisdom has been hidden from the world for our benefit. God has not hidden his wisdom from us. He has hidden it for us. He has hidden it from the world, but he has hidden it for us. It is hidden from the carnal man. It is hidden from the evil world. It is hidden from from Satan and all his people. But we who are spiritual, who are children of God, who belong in his kingdom, for us, it is hidden for our glory. In other words, we can search it out, we can discover it, we can use it, we can operate in it, we can walk in it, and the Holy Spirit, if we desire it and if we avail ourselves, the Holy Spirit will reveal this wisdom to us. The Holy Spirit is the decoder of the wisdom of God. The Holy Spirit is the one who comes and decodes for us. And that is what we call revelation knowledge, you see. But the truth is that, you see, the Holy Spirit wants to reveal God's wisdom to every person. This is what we were talking about yesterday, that he wants to reveal his wisdom to every person. However, he starts by revealing to a person their need for a savior, their need to be saved, their need to believe in Jesus. If a person accepts Jesus and believes in Jesus, then the Holy Spirit will go ahead and reveal to them every other thing, every other wisdom, every other knowledge, because they are children of God, because they are born again, because they are now no longer natural, they are no longer carnal, they are spiritual. But if a person rejects that first revelation, the revelation of their need to be saved, if the Holy Spirit draws a person and they refuse and they reject that first revelation, they will never get any other revelation from him. They can't get revelation about how the kingdom works, about how to apply the kingdom, about how to have great success in the kingdom of God, because they have rejected that first revelation, which means that they have stayed natural, they have stayed carnal. Therefore, they cannot understand spiritual things. The natural man cannot understand spiritual things. Do you see that? It's not that God is saying, oh, I hate these natural people. No, it's because natural people are natural and his wisdom is spiritual. And if they are natural, they cannot understand spiritual wisdom. So God reveals to us, first of all, our need to be saved. And once we believe and we get saved, now we become spiritual. Then he begins decoding for us, begins disclosing, he begins revealing every other truth about God. Look at verse 8. This wisdom, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they not, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. This verse, we teach it out of context all the time. This verse is not talking about us. It is saying there is no natural carnal person that has ever seen or heard or understood the wisdom of God. That's the context. Don't pick this verse out. Just put it back in its context. We are talking about how natural people cannot understand spiritual wisdom because it is hidden from them. So the eye of a natural man, the ear of a natural man, the heart of a natural man has never seen or heard or received the wisdom of God, the things that God has prepared for us who love him. You see, it is impossible for them to know it. It is impossible for natural people to comprehend spiritual wisdom. No man has known it or understood it. No man has ever seen or understood the secrets of God or how the kingdom of God operates. It is hidden from them. It is hidden for those that God loves, his children. Verse 10, but God, you see, now people say, oh, no, eye has not seen. How can you say, for you, you can see? How can this revelation stuff is weird? Well, then how can you explain verse 10? Because if you read verse 9, it says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But verse 10 says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. How on earth can you explain that? If you insist, no, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, we are just a worm. Nobody knows anything. If you insist on that, then I don't know. Maybe you need to tear verse 10 out of you. I don't know how you'll do that, but you need to get rid of verse 10. Because if you insist that eye has not seen, verse 10 says, God has revealed it unto us by his Spirit. You see there, revealed is speaking of revelation knowledge. There's a simple way to understand this. The eye that has not seen, the ear that has not heard, the heart that has not received this wisdom is the eye of a natural person who is not born again. It is the ear of a natural person who is not born again. It is the heart of a natural person who is not born again. If they are not born again, then they are natural. They are not spiritual. So naturally, they cannot receive spiritual things. But for us who are spiritual, who are born again, who have received the Holy Spirit, who have received the mind of Christ, for us, God has revealed these things unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. You see, the Holy Spirit has revealed the wisdom of God unto us who are the children of God, because we are spiritual, because we can understand it, because our eyes can see it, their spiritual eyes, they are open, because our ears can hear it, their spiritual ears, they are open, because our hearts can receive it, their spiritual hearts, they are soft, they are clean, they are pure, because of the washing of the blood of Jesus. God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. God has given us the ability to know and understand the mysteries of how his kingdom works. Listen, child of God, you have the ability to know and understand the secret knowledge of God. Not only do you have the ability, but you also have the decoder, the revealer, the discloser, the unveiler, the Holy Spirit himself, who comes to you and he discloses this, he shows this to you, he shows you, he discloses to you, he unveils to you these incredible truths, the deep things of God, the things which God has prepared for you because you love God and because God loves you. All of this has been disclosed, revealed unto you. It has been revealed to you by the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, verse 11, we are concluding. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, but the spirit of God. And you know, all of us understand this statement. No one really knows all of your deep thoughts except your spirit, your inner self. There are things about you, there are thoughts that you think, you have knowledge, you have secrets, you have stuff that no one knows, even your closest, whether her wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, brother, sister, best friend. There are things about you that no one knows. Is it because you don't want to tell them? Not necessarily. There are things that even you don't know about yourself, but your inner man knows, your spirit knows them. There are things you have forgotten from long ago, but your inner man knows them, your spirit knows them. In the same way, there are things about God that only the Holy Spirit knows, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. Now, the Holy Spirit knows all of the deep things of God. He knows all of the secrets of God. He knows all of the wonderful plans that God has for you. He knows all of the wonderful things that God is prepared to do for you. He knows all of the wonderful things that God has done for you. He knows the deep secrets that God thinks about you, the deep plans that God has for you. Psalm 139 speaks about the great, the marvelous, the plenteous thoughts that God has towards us. The Holy Spirit knows all of them, those incredible plans. And then in verse 12, he says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. He's saying that now the Holy Spirit, who knows all of these deep secrets of God, he reveals them to us. This is the reason, one of the reasons we received the Holy Spirit when we got born again. One of the purposes, the missions, the objectives of the Holy Spirit in us is to reveal to us the things that are freely given to us of God. This verse tells you we have received the Holy Spirit for what purpose? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. He's telling you this is the purpose of the Holy Spirit, to reveal to you, to disclose to you, to decode to you the things that are freely given to you of God. We are born again, we are children of God, we are spiritual, and the Holy Spirit reveals to us the things that God has already freely given to us. It is his mission to decode for us the wisdom of God. It is his objective to disclose to us the mysteries of God. It is his job, his plan, his goal to unveil to us the secret knowledge of God and his kingdom. The Holy Spirit is here to do this in me and you. It is his job and he wants to do it every day. Why? Because to us it is given to know the kingdom of God. And in Matthew 13, verse 12, Jesus said, for whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever does not have, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. Now, what is this that they have or don't have that is talking about? If you look at the context of this verse, you realize he's talking about revelation knowledge. This is what we have been talking about, revelation and understanding of the mysteries and secrets of God. So he's saying that whosoever has this revelation and understanding of the mysteries, whosoever has knowledge of the kingdom of God, to him shall be given and he shall have more abundance. Whosoever does not have revelation knowledge, whosoever does not have this understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom, even the little he has, he will lose. It will be taken away from him. You see, what we need to have that is talking about is revelation knowledge, understanding the secrets of the kingdom of God. We need to have an understanding of the deep things of God. And all of this understanding is given to us by the Holy Spirit. He's the one who reveals, he's the one who decodes. Those that have revelation and understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom shall have even more. They'll be given even more revelation, even more understanding of the mysteries, and the result is they will have abundance. Abundance of what? Of revelation, of knowledge, of understanding. And with that comes abundance in life, abundance in health, abundance in wealth, abundance in prosperity, abundance in peace, abundance in joy, etc. The key to operating in great abundance in the kingdom of God is spirit-given revelation knowledge. Let me say that again. The key to operating in great abundance in the kingdom of God is spirit-given revelation knowledge. It is the Holy Spirit who gives us knowledge about how to succeed and thrive in the kingdom. He's the one who gives us information that we need to work the kingdom, to work the system of the kingdom. And he does this by revealing to us the mysteries, the hidden knowledge, the secrets of God and his kingdom. He gives us abundance of revelation and understanding, and then that abundance of revelation, knowledge, and understanding produces abundance in other areas of our life as we apply the kingdom truth and secrets that we have learned. We get abundant health, abundant wholeness, abundant finances, abundant victory, abundant peace, abundant joy, abundant wisdom for living, and abundance of life, among other things. And it says, but whosoever does not have, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. Those that do not have abundance of revelation, even the little they have shall be taken away from them, because they refuse to believe in Jesus. They refuse to become spiritual. Therefore, they refuse to receive the wisdom of God that would make them abundant in every area of their lives. So, this is why revelation knowledge is critical to us. It's because it is the key to abundant living. It is the key to abundance of life. Revelation knowledge. Isn't that awesome? Father, I thank you for this wonderful word. I pray that as we hear it, it will transform us, that people will believe in Jesus, that they will confess him as Lord and Savior, and those that have, that they will receive this revelation knowledge, even as the Holy Spirit communicates it to us. My name is Mkwabe, and this is Your Bread of Life. We will be back another day, and go to yourbreadoflife.blogspot.ug, and all these lessons are there in detail, and you can study with us. Our messages are going to be longer, but bear with me. They will not be every day. I think I'll come back again next week with another lesson, but they will be good. I'm sure this is good stuff. We need to eat it because it is our bread of life. It is our daily bread. I'll be back continuing with the parable of the sower, and you will be blessed listening. Thank you for listening, and you are blessed, and goodbye.